Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's the 1970s in Toronto, just a few years after the Centennial, and Expo 67 and Pride is running high. A huge new theme park built on four islands made of reclaimed land on Lake Ontario is opening to great fanfare. It offers an outdoor concert stadium, a geodesic cinesphere, the first one ever built to show IMAX movies, and a kids' park with playgrounds, music, and automatons. It's surrounded by tall trees, grassy areas, and flowers everywhere. It's called Ontario Place and is packed with visitors from day one. Flash forward to the 2020s. Ontario Place is still attracting crowds, but after decades of neglect, many of its pavilions have closed down permanently. And the park itself, well, it ain't what it used to be. But it still has nature trails, forests, and a pebble beach. And then Premier Doug Ford announces the park is closing for renovations. They're fencing it off to clear-cut trees and tear up the park in order to build a gigantic, private, for-profit European health spa and water park on public land following a big-money backroom deal. People across the province are shocked, and the protests begin. But no one knows exactly what will become of this beloved park in the days to come. Your Tomorrow is the name of a new Canadian documentary about Ontario Place, its history, and the people who love it in this crucial period of change and its future. It follows visitors, locals, and park employees to get a cross-section of views, delving deeply into people, nature, and politics. It silently observes the skateboarders, polar bears, swimmers, security guards, and concert goers who still flock to the park. It's both low-key and heartbreaking. The film is written, directed, and produced by award-winning filmmaker Ali Weinstein, who made The Quirky Mermaids in 2016 and Blessed in 2020, and whom I interviewed right here on this show. Your Tomorrow had its world premiere at TIFF and opens theatrically at the Hot Dock Cinema on Friday, December 6th. And I'm very pleased to have Ali Weinstein here with me via Zoom to tell us more about Your Tomorrow. Hi, Ali. Thanks so much for meeting with me.
Hi, Daniel. Thanks for talking to me. And that was such a lovely intro to the film. Oh. And I don't know. I think you mentioned there were polar bears at Ontario Place.
In a way, well, we'll talk about that later on. Well, tell me about the, I don't know if they're polar bears, but there are people who go, the movie starts with people in bathing suits in the middle of winter going into the water. Are they known as polar bears or?
I guess they're polar bear dipper. I don't know what they're known as. Winter swimmers, cold water swimmers. But I like the idea that they're polar bears, like inhabiting a bear identity. I like it.
So why did you start the film with them?
I think that I wanted to show how the park looks now throughout the year. Because people were really using this space year round. I mean, obviously there were fewer people coming to do outdoor activities in the middle of winter, but there were some people, this group of polar bear swimmers, polar dip swimmers.
Now, polar, now maybe, yeah.
you know, even bird watchers who would come out, or just people like walking during the winter, who live in nearby Liberty Village and condos nearby. I just wanted to show the space in use throughout the year, and I sort of had this very loose idea of the film being kind of a year in the life. And so it starts in the middle of winter, and then it really gets going in the spring when the Ontario Place staff they hire additional staff for the peak season for summer, and they train those young staff. And so that's when things kind of pick up and more people start coming, and you see the space inhabited by more and more people.
And what brought you to make a documentary about Ontario Place? What attracted you?
I mean, I started going to Ontario Place during the pandemic. Of course, I also went there as a kid because I grew up in Toronto, so I have really fond memories of going down the log ride on the West Island or the water slides over in the middle section of Ontario Place. But I hadn't been in many, many years. And during the pandemic, we were all kind of outside trying to figure out outdoor spaces to hang out with our friends. And I wandered down there, and it was just so magical. It was so alive with people swimming and paddleboarding and walking and cycling. And I was there in the evening, and there's all these little like artworks that were around the space, some of which was, officially commissioned by Ontario Place. Some of it, I don't even know. People were just doing their own thing there, and it felt really special, really alive. And I started spending a lot of my pandemic days there. And even, in 2023 and sort of after prime pandemic, I still, it's just, it became one of my favorite places to go in the city. And I couldn't really believe that here was this really gorgeous, sort of rewilded, waterfront land, because yeah, it had become this public space in recent years, and a lot of the old closed buildings and shut down rides, they were just sort of overtaken by nature. And it became this like de facto public park. And I just couldn't believe here was this beautiful, beautiful public space. And, there's some people who know about it who would come frequently. And then there's a lot of people in the city that didn't really, they weren't really aware of how special a place was right at their doorstep because it wasn't being advertised. It wasn't being marketed. Like it was just sort of its own little weird thing that the province and the city had forgotten in a way. But anyway, to answer your question, I wanted to document it because I knew it was going to change. I knew that Doug Ford was going to announce some big redevelopment because they had been looking to redevelop it for years. And when he announced that it was going to be a private spa, I just wanted to capture what it was right now in this moment to all these people who kept going there, including myself. And yeah, kind of document it for posterity, but also just to show the world how special a place it is.
So, let's talk about the spa Therma or Therma, whatever Therma, I don't know what it's called, but I can't help think of that episode of The Simpsons where the guy, like based on the Music Man, a guy comes to town and says, "You got to have a monorail." And all of a sudden, like they put in all this money this way. Like, who decided, who wants a enormous glass spa where we used to have Ontario, where we have Ontario places? It seems like so unbelievable, so ridiculous. Can you talk about this spa, this Therma, this?
I mean, I agree. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's a really poor plan for the space. I mean, if you watch the film, you'll see the film isn't taking a strong point of view. The film is really quite faithfully showing how it's used at this moment, as opposed to trying to tell viewers what to think about what should happen next. But yeah, I think it's a crappy plan. And I mean, who knows? It's hard to, we all know what our premier has done in recent months and years and sort of the backroom deals, as you put it in your intro. It's hard to believe that this spa is going to bring in the type of numbers that they claim it will. It has a 95-year lease. It's hard to imagine that it's
Canada's
95.
150 years old, right? 150 years old, and they're like planning the future of this spa into the 22nd century. It's
Yeah, it's
insane.
very hard to believe that this trendy thing right now, this big massive building is going to be that our like great grandchildren are going to want to go there. It's really, really hard to imagine that. It doesn't seem very future thinking for this like very prized and valuable piece of waterfront land, which had a mature forest on it until it was chopped down in October.
When did you finish shooting? When did you finish filming this movie?
My last shoot day was in January of 2024, or approximately in that time frame. I was filming roughly from summer 2022 to winter 2024. The idea of being My original idea was to film really in the course of 1 year, but as it goes with films, it's like, you have to start filming in order to like sell your idea and pitch it and get financing. And so you have to do development filming. And then things started changing around me. Like construction started, not so much for the spa, but more so at first just to kind of refurbish the Cinesphere and the pods. And so I really wanted to get footage without all the cranes and the scaffolding. So in the end, I ended up filming for like about a year and a half. In the film, I think it kind of feels as if it's a full calendar year. But I stopped filming when the gates finally closed to the public. Like there was this sort of interim period where they had closed part of the park to the public, the middle section, but you could still see the eastern area, which is like Trillium Park, and you could still walk around the West Island. And so once they fully closed off the entire all of Ontario Place to the public, that was the end of the film. And I kind of knew that would be the case because I knew I wasn't going to stick around to film the whole construction process of the spa since it would take so long, and that's not what the film was about.
Have you revisited on your own to see what's happening?
Oh yeah, I mean, I follow like Ontario Place for all the grassroots organization that had been fighting to save Ontario Place from the spa being put there. And I got their alerts the morning that the trees were being cut down on the West Island quite suddenly without any warning. And I went down there that day. I honestly was so shocked by what was happening, but mostly I was shocked at my own reaction and my own sense of shock, because we all knew it was going to happen. We all knew things were moving forward, and all these sort of legal injunctions that Ontario Place for All and some other organizations had tried to put forward to stop it had been overturned at that point. I mean, there's still some things that are pending, but nothing seemed to be stopping the redevelopment from moving forward. So I was sort of like surprised at how shocking it was to see it. It was very different seeing it with my own eyes, though, from imagining what was going to happen.
I'm curious at your choice of style, of sort of verite or mm-hmm. observational or fly on the wall, whatever you want to call it. I know all your films aren't quite that way, but this one is 100% verite. Like you don't even when Ford's making his speech, it's sort of overheard from a TV set that's playing it at that moment. So talk about your reasons for this type of documentary.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Like at first I thought, I'll just, you know, interview people who are invested in this about what's so special about the space and why it's worth saving or like what's happening to it. But you know, obviously a very good documentary could have been made that way. And I'm sure there's many people who want to see that film and want to hear about, you know, the architects and the experts talk about what is so unique about this space. But for me, I just really felt this sort of like ineffable magic and draw whenever I was in the space. And I would, you know, every single time I went down there, including when I was filming, I felt as if I was always discovering a new little area that I'd never paid attention to before. And there were all these little like microclimates and beautiful vistas and beautiful like nooks and crannies. And I just wanted to try to transmit some of the experience and the feeling of being there and what other people around me were experiencing. And it just felt very natural to me. Like I thought, this is the film. The film is what I'm looking at and what I'm seeing when I'm here. I didn't really want to make a redevelopment film. I feel like there's been a lot of that lately. I've made one in the past. Like there's nothing wrong with it. I'm very proud of that film that I worked on. That's a redevelopment film. But I think that I was just more interested in transmitting the experience of being this special place as opposed to telling people about it.
Well, thanks so much for talking about it. And I urge everyone to go and see this film.
Thanks, Daniel.
Toronto-based filmmaker Ali Weinstein's new documentary, Your Tomorrow, about Ontario Place, is having its theatrical premiere on December 6th at the Hot Docs Cinema. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.